34. Hooligans.
When the back panel of his cell slid open, Vass Nailhead assumed that he was dreaming. Unlike most of the inmates here, Nailhead spent a good deal of his time alone in his cell. After a lifetime in various prisons around the galaxy, he had no real interest in mingling with the rest of the inmates. As purported head of the Bone Kings, he still continued his reign of terror. But with the Zabrak, Jagannath in charge of both gangs now, Nailhead's title had become largely symbolic. Nothing excited him anymore. He still ate flesh, but he didn't enjoy it like he used to. These days, he spent most of his day brooding over fan mail and endorsement offers or lapsing in and out of shallow, unsatisfying sleep. More and more, he found himself thinking of his home planet, his family, the offspring he'd left behind. His fellow Bone Kings still swore an oath of loyalty to him, but secretly, Nailhead wished that the algorithm would pit him against one of them, just to change things up. He dreamed of leaving here. But like every inmate, he knew the only way out was through the floorboards. He dreamed of the worm. This time, when the prison had started shifting around him with the familiar rumble and clang of reconfiguration, Nailhead simply assumed that he drowsed through the clarion call and that the next fight was about to begin. It had happened from time to time. He lifted his head and glanced around, wondering, not quite idly, if he might be selected for a match, perhaps against Jagannath himself, in a battle that, if Nailhead won, might restore some of the excitement and glory to his life. But as consciousness cycled back to him, he realized that the door of his cell was still open, and there was none of the usual clamor of inmates returning to lockdown. So what was happening? That was when the panel slid open behind him.
"Nailhead,"
a voice said. Vass Nailhead stared at the Nogri stepping into his cell. It was Strabo, his sworn enemy, who until very recently had been head of the Gravity Massive. Yet here he was, standing in front of Nailhead with a glint of bemused disbelief, as if Strabo himself couldn't quite believe he'd come here.
"What's this about?"
Nailhead growled. Strabo said nothing. And then Nailhead saw them, the other inmates, gathered behind the Nogri, a ragtag mixture of Bone Kings and Gravity Massive members standing side by side. The Massives were armed with their cable darts and melee weapons. The Kings were all carrying bones, sharpened and studded with metal tips and scraps, specialized modifications that they'd added.
"Somebody let us out,"
Strabo said.
"What?"
"Reconfigured our cells. Opened up a back passageway for us."
"Why?"
"Who knows?"
Strabo shrugged.
"All I know is things used to be different around here. Maybe not great, but at least they made sense. You know what I mean? Before that red-skinned freak came in and changed everything."
"Uh-huh."
Nailhead found himself nodding.
"Back when we were in charge."
He ruminated and glanced up at Strabo.
"So you think..."
"Maybe this individual, whoever it is, opened the walls for us. Maybe because they want a certain situation taken care of."
"You got a plan?"
"I've got a weapon."
Strabo nodded at the open hatchway from which he and the others had just emerged.
What if we follow the passageway? See where it takes us.
Yeah?
There's worse ways to spend a few hours,
Strabo said. And reaching out, he tossed a sharpened femur bone to Nailhead, who plucked it handily from the air, though he still had no idea what was going on.
So, what do you say? Care for a walkabout?
Yeah.
Standing up, placing his hands on his hips, and stretching his back, Nailhead grinned back at him.
I guess maybe I do.
Side by side, the two gang leaders headed back through the hatchway with the others following behind them into the walls of the prison.